Welcome to the rebroadcast of the ICANN MEDNS Forum 2 Agenda teleconference call, originally held on the 2nd of October 2014 at 10 a.m. UTC time. Okay, we have Raf Fatani online.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Raf.
Hello, Raf. Hello, Raf. Hello, Raf. Hello, Raf. Hello,
Raf. Hello, Raf.
أقول كل سنة وأنتم طيبين ومن العاجين ومن الفائزين.
كل عام بخير الله يخليك. شكرا.
قبل زحمة العيد.
شبكات التليفون عندنا تضرب فترة العيد لأنه تلاقي الناس كلها بتهني يعني اليوم وبكرة على الأغلب شبكة الموبايل عندنا راح يعني تمر بأزمة.
Overload of the network.
يا بالضبط هو بصير overload على النتورك وتعرف الناس كيف بتصير على العيد.
الله
يعينكم. أنت في السعودية ولا في لندن؟
لا لندن.
أوكي ما راح تعيد عند أهلك يعني؟
لا والله أنا وذا قبل الأسبوع اللي فات عمي توفى.
الله يرحمه.
الله يرحمه فرحت بسرعة يعني قبل الأسبوع اللي فات بالضبط الأسبوع اللي فات رجعت قبل 4 أيام.
أوكي.
فعشان عندي الشغل سبته كله يعني last minute فرجعت دحين catching up.
أوكي.
أنت كيف حالك؟
والله تمام الحمد لله. كيف حالك أنت؟
الحمد لله.
أنت رايح على لوس أنجلوس؟
راح على لوس أنجلوس إن شاء الله يوم 10 بإذن الله.
أوكي إن شاء الله توفيق إن شاء الله.
راح قبل؟
لا أنا ما راح أروح بصراحة يعني ما إلي شغل في لوس أنجلوس المرة هاي.
من طالع؟
لا أنا مش طالع باهر راح أكون موجود هناك إن شاء الله.
Thomas Barrett now joins.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Frank.
How are you?
How are you? Good, thank you.
All right, hi, Thomas.
Hi.
I apologize for the early morning call, but I guess this was the best time slot that suited almost, you know, I mean, the majority of the group.
Yeah, no problem for me.
Yeah, we'll try for a late evening call next time, so it would be probably sometime around noon for you there.
What time is it over there in the States?
Well, it's 6 a.m. here on the East Coast.
Ouch. So Fahad, is everyone confirmed on for this meeting?
Well, actually, everybody was supposed to join the call except for Wael, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, I'm Skyping some of them as we speak, just to remind them.
Okay.
Excuse me, while NASA now joins.
Thank you. Hello, Warren.
Hello, how are you? Is it Fahad?
Yes, this is Fahad. So we have on the call, it's me, Fahad, and we have Tom and Rafid on the call as well.
Hello, hi.
Hi,
okay, so actually we're 7 minutes past the hour. I guess let's start. So I can, I apologize for not circulating an agenda. It's really a simple agenda. I'll just give you a quick overview of how the first Middle East DNS Forum took place, and then probably we can start brainstorming agenda items for the second Middle East DNS Forum. So the first Middle East DNS Forum happened in Dubai, and the reason we held it in Dubai was that because Dubai is kind of the business, the business place, well, it's the place for business in the region, let's say. It was well attended. I mean, our expectations were something around 100 attendees. Those who registered were around 150, but I believe we distributed around 125 badges. For the second Middle East DNS Forum, frankly speaking, if we get 100 participants, that is good. But the expectation
How many people attended the first one, did you say?
Okay, so the first Middle East DNS Forum was attended by 125, around 125.
That's a good number.
Yeah, so actually that's the target for us. But then let's not forget that it happened in Dubai. So, I mean, Dubai kind of could attract a larger audience than other places. Now, for the Amman meeting, the venue that we have booked can accommodate a maximum of 125 attendees in a classroom setup. If it's just a normal chair setup, it could accommodate around 250. So the venue that we have is kind of flexible in terms of the number of audience we can expect.
Yes. Just a question. Last year's attendees, is that including local attendees or?
Yeah, so it does include the local attendees, and I can actually give you a breakdown. So actually, there's a report that we came out with. Let me just pull it out. We had 125 participants. We had 30 remote participants. We are talking about 155 participants in total. Now, the break, of course, they originated from 36 different countries. Around half of them were actually from the United Arab Emirates, and the other half actually came from overseas. Around 33% of them hailed from the business sector, and the rest were actually, and in second place, it was from the government. So actually, most of the CCTLDs in the region actually come from, are run by governments. So that's a quick breakdown of the Middle East of the attendees. Now, in terms of the agenda, it was a two-day event. On the first day, we focused more on new GTLDs and registry operations. Day two was almost fully dedicated to registrars. And at the end of the event, the last portion of the meeting, we had three breakout sessions, one on policy, one technical, and one, what is the third one? Just a second, please. So it was technical, policy, and business. So there were three tracks where we just wanted participants to join one of these tracks and just discuss issues that of relevance and probably brainstorm and probably come out with some outcomes. You can actually find the report on the website, on the Middle East DNS Forum website.
Okay.
So I can share the links with you later on. So now for the forum in Amman, more or less we are looking at something similar. So there are issues within the region. The domain name industry in the region has not reached the potential that it could actually reach to. If you combine the 26 CCTLDs of the 26 countries within the region. And that includes the 22 Arab states, Turkey, Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. we have something around 1.25 million domain name registrations, whether ASCII or IDNs. IDNs, I think, sum up to like around 12,000 registrations, and these are really low numbers. So the goal actually of the forum is really for people to come together to discuss, to see how we can together actually improve the domain name industry, better utilize it in the region. Of course, the region also has 15 ICANN accredited registrars, 8 are based in Turkey and 7 are scattered around the region, with 6 of them in the Arab states and 1 is based in Pakistan. So that's a general overview of the domain name industry in the region. Now, one thing we're doing within ICANN is that for our region, for the Middle East and North Africa region, we are working on an RFP to commission a study on the status quo of the domain name industry in the region and probably come out with recommendations to actually improve and strengthen this industry. Of course, the study is a little bit, it's different than the study the Global Domains Division just announced around 3 weeks ago. That study is more for the new GTLD program. This is really more about everything having to do with the domain name industry within the region. Now, our colleagues in Africa who are also have a strategy, and within their strategy, they also have an item where they are also going to commission a dedicated study for the domain name industry in Africa. So that's the region, that's the Middle East DNS Forum. I guess what I'm expecting from this call is that we can at least come out with some initial items or agenda items, or even brainstorm, or even if you have any questions regarding the previous forum, the floor is yours. So would anybody like to take a stab at maybe the agenda?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just have a question. Now, the meeting is going to be at the university or at Mr. Talal's office? Where is it exactly?
Okay, so the second forum will happen in Amman, Jordan. The Talal Abu Ghazala International are a group of companies and a group of entities, and one of those entities is actually a university. The premises where we're holding the meeting is not a place where students actually attend lectures. It's just the offices of the university, and actually they have a couple of meeting halls there, and they have a large forum that can accommodate 215 participants in a normal seating structure. So yeah, I mean it is a university premises, but it's actually more of that the building that we are at is actually more of halls and meeting rooms.
Okay, are we invited to this meeting, or do we get our companies to sponsor it?
Okay, so actually I had this discussion, you as the PC members, I mean those interested in attending the forum, of course we encourage everybody to fund themselves to actually attend the forum, but if you need the funding assistance, yeah, we can cover that.
Yeah, and who would pay? Is it, the forum itself?
No, so actually at ICANN, for the Middle East region, we have a budget for various activities within the region, and part of the budget is actually to have to fund attendees to actually attend the Middle East DNS Forum.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
No, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just also have a question. Do we get speaker slots? Sorry, I've been getting, many emails, so maybe I haven't been reading this thoroughly. So maybe you have said some of this stuff in your emails, so
okay.
Please forgive me.
Here is what we did for the first forum, and this is what we will be doing for the second forum. So we developed an agenda. After we have the agenda in hand, we can start brainstorming speakers and see who are the speakers that could fit in some of these, in all these agenda items. Now, when we are in agreement that, okay, we will bring the following speakers as a bulk, we will contact them and see if they are available to attend. Now, if they are available and they are willing to attend, If of course they don't approach us for any funding, that we are assuming that they will be funding themselves. But if they actually ask for funding, yes, we will fund them. So yes, I mean, funding speakers is also part of the budget we have.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe I'll contact you later for a speaker slot. So yeah. So as for the agenda, what would be the focus then?
Well, as I
can I just
ahead.
Just a question. From last year's agenda, what did you think worked and what did you think didn't work? Because I wasn't there, so just to get a gist of what the feeling on the ground was.
Okay, so that's a good question. I mean, I can run through the agenda really quickly. So the first on day one, so each day has four slots. So on day one, the first slot was more of registration and just an opening ceremony. So for example, we had Akram Abdullah from ICANN, who is the president of the Global Domains Division. We had Muhammad Nasser Al-Ghanem, who is the CEO of the PRA in the United Arab Emirates, and they were actually our local host. We also had Yasmin Omar from Dot Shabaka, who actually wears the hat of ARI Services in Australia, and they were included because they were one of the sponsors of the event, and actually they were the biggest sponsor of the event. And then we had Mohammed Al-Bashir from ISOC Qatar. He was actually nominated by ISOC, since I actually co-organized the Middle East BNS Forum with ISOC. So now, in our case, we might bring one of ICANN's senior staff members. We will bring in probably Dr. Talal Abu Ghazala in his capacity of chairman of the Talal Abu Ghazala group, our local host.
So,
So
I suppose in terms of, I'm just trying to get to the point straight away. So in terms of day one, session one, essentially we can continue the same format, but changing the local host that we had in the UAE, the TRA there, changing that with Talal Abu Ghazala, possibly changing the final one where Yasmin Omar and Doug Chabaka came in with our sponsor, whoever our sponsor is this year.
Okay.
And then possibly look at someone that ISOC would bring in, because that would be a civil society sort of representative, so then we have something across the board. Am I on the right lines there?
Yeah, that could be a good suggestion. And I would also recommend actually adding one of the PT members to actually speak at the opening ceremony, simply because, I mean, you guys are developed the agenda, so I think you deserve a speaking slot there. So, I mean, I would leave this, of course, up to you to decide on whether somebody from within the program committee will actually be opening the part of the opening session. And, of course, you will choose who will be doing that. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Perfect.
So far, okay. This is Tom talking. Yeah. Are you set on a two-day agenda?
Yeah, so actually the first forum was a two-day agenda. For the second forum, we also expect a two-day agenda. I mean, it would be, I wouldn't say wise, but I think 2 days is good. And actually, I forgot to mention that as part of the governance structure that was developed, the PC actually suggested having a one-day reconvene after each Middle East BNS forum, just to brainstorm what happened and just get a debrief. So March. So the initial dates at the moment is March 9 and 10th, and March 11th will be a day where the PC members will be meeting just to discuss what went well, what did not go well. I mean, it's your meeting, so please mark that on your calendar that March, there will be one day after the end of the Middle East BNS Forum where we will all meet together and discuss, what happened.
Yeah, again, I think that's a good idea. It means we can actually formulate our thoughts for the following year's agenda when it's hot off the press at that point, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So actually, just to owe you a piece of information, it's true that we did nail down the date and the venue. Why I'm saying that the dates could be tentative for now is because we were approached by MENAG, which is the Middle East Network Operators Group. We were under the assumption, actually, that they will be having their first meeting of next year towards the end of March, which is actually the time frame where they held their previous March meeting. It seems that this time around they're doing it earlier, and they were worried that their event would conflict with our event. And, of course, they are doing a huge revamping for MENAG because the previous MENAGs were kind of going low on participants. And so they are kind of revamping it. They are trying to make it a success, and they felt that the Middle East DNS Forum would be a threat to them and to their event. Of course, we tried to convince them that these are two distinct events and two distinct audiences, and the fact that we really can't take it back to Dubai once again because we already have the first forum in Dubai. And the goal here is to actually rotate it from a geographical perspective to other parts of the region. So in the spirit of kind of reaching common ground with them, we made them an offer saying that, okay, we might be able to, we are willing to reconsider if you can provide us with your final date, and we can investigate the possibility of probably having the Middle East DNS Forum after the MENAG meeting.
So do we have a specific date? Because on their website it says March 2015 in Dubai.
Yeah,
do they have a specific date when they do that?
So the funny thing actually was that they had set dates for MENAG, and actually the dates were the week of 22 to 26 they were planning on having workshops, which is their DNS Tech workshop and the IPv6 workshop, and then 29, 30, and 31 of March would be actually the MENAG week, the MENAG event itself. They later removed the dates and changed it. Of course, we built the dates of the Middle East DNS Forum around these dates, assuming that MENAG will happen during the last 10 days of March, but then they changed that. And then another fact was that since ICANN, the next ICANN meeting after Los Angeles will be happening in Marrakesh in February, we felt that there should be a time gap of probably 3 weeks, 3 weeks or more to actually have the forum. We didn't want people to fly to Marrakesh and then fly back to Amman again to attend the DNS forum and then fly back home. And then, of course, we had to check with our IT team, because we will be providing the remote participation facilities, and so we felt that the first week of March would do the trick, or even the second week of March. But then, when the MENAG folks changed their dates and they contacted us, we just had to create some kind of a dialogue with them and just kind of satisfy them or probably reach common ground. The issue is that within the Middle East, we do support MENAG as ICANN, and we are sensing the weakness of MENAG and the weakness of the previous events, and so we are trying to actually help them in actually strengthening MENAG and making it a stronger platform. So, but hopefully we won't change the date. If the dates are forced to be changed, we could probably defer it to the next week, which is the week of the 15th, or probably the week after that, which is the week of the 22nd. Of course, I'll keep you all posted. Even in choosing the new date, we actually have to touch base with the local host and make sure that the new dates are suitable for them, and then we have to check with our IT department to know if it's again suitable for them, because we will need remote participation. But I assure you that we will finalize this as soon as possible.
Okay. In terms of speakers, do we have a list in mind that we can work on, or are we creating? Are we looking at last year's list and we're trying to adjust and see who we can keep on, or are we looking at fresh faces for the whole event?
There is definitely interest from the folks who actually attended the first forum. In terms of giving you a definitive answer, I guess the first thing we have to do is to come up with an agenda. And based on the agenda, we can seek suitable speakers. I don't think everybody who attended the previous forum would be suitable to actually speak at many of the sessions. So let's develop the agenda. then we can come out with an initial pool. I mean, we can, using the agenda we come out with, we can bring some speakers. So for each agenda item, we could probably list, let's say, 10.
So, okay, so going back to the agenda first day, we've kind of, well, tentatively set up a possibility for the opening session. And then my understanding is you have 3 breakout sessions or that run in parallel, or are they sessions that one after the other?
Okay, so if you look at...
I have the schedule open in front of me, but I mean, the reason I'm asking this is there seems to be different points that are going through. I'm not sure if they are points that are referenced to the same session or if they're 3 different sessions that go towards the 3 different areas, you said the tech, the policy, and the business aspect. So I just wasn't sure with that. I'm a bit confused.
Hello?
Okay, it looks like the host has disconnected. We'll see if he dials back in. One moment.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, everybody. Sorry, I got dropped. Not sure why that happened. Okay, so regarding the breakout sessions, if you look at the agenda, which is day 2 specifically, and if you just scroll down to the bottom of the page, you will find 3 breakout sessions that actually happened in parallel.
Ah, yes, I see this now. Yeah.
Yeah, so what people would do is that we would say this is the business group, please come and sit at this corner of the room, policy group, please sit at this corner of the room, and technical group, please sit at this corner of the room. They would just create a round, let's say they would gather their chairs and just sit in a round format, and they would discuss. So yeah, it's important.
Right. Second, not on the first day.
So yeah, I was going to suggest, this is Tom speaking. I'm wondering if you want to have more breakout sessions than just for an hour and a half the second day.
Okay, so yeah, we can do that. I mean, just make the suggestion. I mean, this is the so as I said, we're just using the last year's agenda just so that everybody would have an overview of what happened last year. Yes, if you think we can do more breakout sessions, if you think we need probably 2 slots, to do these breakout sessions, that is perfect. I mean, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, this is Raf here. I'm with Tom on this one. I think I would much prefer to see more breakout sessions where there's more interaction with the group. If we've got expertise from all over, then it's probably good to kind of have an interaction with a session rather than more of a roundtable rather than a plenary sort of session.
Okay, so this is perfect. So just looking at the slots again, so we have 2 days. Of course, on day we have 4 slots. So on day 1, the first slot is the opening ceremony. So that leaves us with 3 more slots on day 1. Now on day 2, the last slot is actually a wrap-up and a closing session. So again, that's 1 slot consumed, and we still would have 3 slots remaining for day 2. So my question is, regarding the breakout session, do you think that we can probably distribute these breakout sessions such that we have 1 towards the end of day 1 and another breakout session, let's say, towards the end of day 2? Or do you think that it should all happen at the end of the forum on day 2?
No, I think, well, this is Rastatani. My personal opinion is that we mix it within the whole agenda. So if we have an opening session, then we have 1 main session, then we have a breakout,
okay.
And so on and so forth.
Okay, perfect.
Well, I mean, that's only my opinion, so let's hear from other people and see what they think as well.
So what would others think? What do others think?
Yeah, I guess this is Tom. I would agree with that as well. I think the more interaction, the better.
Okay, so you still envision these breakout sessions to be independent sessions, or do you think that we should mix them with the other sessions as well? So let's say we have a session on UGTMB, for example. Do you think that these breakout sessions we might want to allocate maybe the last 30 minutes of a UGTMB session to have breakout sessions, or do you think like after the UGTMB session concludes, we can allocate a full slot for a breakout session?
Sorry, go ahead.
No, please go ahead. I thought I wasn't clear, so I just wanted to rephrase. No, please go ahead.
Well, either or, to be honest. We can have one that's linked to the session before. So we have a session where, you know, it's more of a main preliminary session, then going into a breakout session that has a different moderator. And we would have someone that's reporting. And so what that would mean is we'd have a session where someone's telling us about what they think about something. The following session would be a breakout session in which there'd be more discussion about the topic. And maybe there's a feeder session at the end of the day where all breakout sessions go into the last session and say, you know, this is what we discussed as a group. You know, this is a tech group, and this is what we discussed, and this is the outcomes we talked about. This is the policy group. This is what we discussed. This is what we've talked about. And then so everyone kind of benefits at the end of the day from all the breakout sessions. So even if you could only attend one or the other, you kind of got a gist of what's going on in the other rooms as well. And just a thought.
Well, actually, my only concern regarding having, I mean, more than one breakout session per day is that you have to rearrange the setup of the room, and I think that could be a little bit challenging. I mean, since it's a classroom setup, and then all of a sudden you will have to work around the chairs so that you know, people can come get together and talk, you know?
Maybe that can be pre and post lunch. So pre lunch it would be the setup is one way, and then over the coffee period we can readjust some of the seating if it's just the chairs. But I don't know what the venue looks like, and I don't know what the feasibility of moving things around is like. So I mean I'd have to leave that to you.
No, so I mean I have been to the venue, and I mean it's similar to any hotel hall. I mean it's pretty flexible; people can move around things. So yeah, that shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, then we'll have to look at a plan B then.
Okay, cool. Okay, so I would say that we have an opening session, we have a wrapping and closing session, and then we have two breakout sessions, so that consumes four slots. Now, what remains now is actually four other slots where we will have to plug into them content for the forum. So what are the suggestions? Should we leave it like in the first forum where we dedicate one full day for registry operations, and then the second day for registrars, or does anybody have anything different in mind?
Well, the only problem, sorry, this is Raf here. The only difference is when you differentiate between the two, you don't want attendees to come and say, right, well, I'm only interested in what the registrars have to say, and therefore I'll only attend day two, or someone that's saying I'm only interested in the registries, and therefore I'll only attend day one. So maybe mixing them up means people kind of inevitably have to turn up to both days.
What do others think?
I think in terms of specific, I think that's a good idea as well. In terms of specific topics, certainly you need to address the transition from the IANA oversight. Certainly needs to be one of the sessions that needs to get addressed.
Okay.
Yeah, Raf here. I completely agree with that as well.
Okay, so I'm actually taking notes as we speak.
The other thing that I think might be is, obviously there's word now on the street that the new GTLD program, there is sorts of initiation. I mean, probably there's probably going to be a lot of discussion around that anyway. So we might as well try to address, you know, what are the possibilities, where does it fit, what has the region lacked in the first GTLD program that hasn't really been picked up. Maybe something around that that might be of interest to a wider audience this time around, because the first time, you know, the region really did miss out first time around, so maybe there'll be a bigger push this time around, so maybe we need to be discussing what's going to happen or what the possibilities are, at least if nothing's concrete on the ground.
Okay, so you're suggesting another dedicated slot just for new GTLDs and what went wrong, like, in the first round for potential applicants from the region, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, perfect. That's cool. So we have a slot for the IAMA transition, and now we have a slot for new GTLDs.
Perfect.
And if I might jump in, this is Bashar. Hi, everyone. I'm sorry for being late.
Hello, Bashar.
Yeah, so we have everybody on the call. I'm not sure who's with us.
Okay, so we have Rafiq Fafani, we have Tom Barrett, we have Wael Nasser, and myself, Fafani.
Good evening and good afternoon and good morning for those on the, you know, around the world.
Hi, how are you?
Okay,
I'm fine, thanks. So, you know, I'm just, you know, trying to follow up on the, you know, the couple of seconds that I heard so far. You have so far two items, which is one is for GTLDs and one is for IANA, as far as I could.
Okay, I'll give you a quick summary, Bashar. So, now the Middle East CNS Forum that happened in Dubai consisted of 2 days. So we envisioned something, a similar format. So we would have 2 days. Each day we'd have 4 slots, 2 slots before lunch and 2 slots after lunch. Now, so we have 8 slots in total for the 2 days. Now, there is 1 slot that will be consumed for the opening session, and then we will have another slot consumed for the wrapping up and closing ceremony. So that leaves us with 6 slots. Mm-hmm. Of course, during the first forum, we had a breakout session at the end of day two. Folks on the call, PC members on the call, feel that these breakout sessions would be of more value if we can add more. So we can probably consume 2 sessions or 2 slots to have two different breakout sessions. So rather than just having 1 breakout session, we will be having 2 breakout sessions. So we are consuming another 2 slots. So what remains now is 4 slots. Of the 4 slots remaining, there was a suggestion to have a slot dedicated to the IANA transition, and then another slot dedicated to the new GTLD program, a complete overview of it, and what did the region lack in terms of actually having more potential applicants being part of the program. So now what remains is actually 2 slots where we can think of 2 other topics. Now, another issue is that during the first forum, day one was dedicated to registry, day two was dedicated to registrars. Folks on the call sense that mixing them would be better so that these people wouldn't just attend what interests them and then probably neglect other sessions maybe. So just create a mix of it all. So that's a quick summary of what we have discussed today.
Perfect. Well, I think so far so good. We're moving forward fine. So what other ideas that we want to discuss over the phone and, you know, have just, you know, set it up for? Are we having some sort of new, let's say, slots to invite other ideas, or should we repeat the same, let's say, slots with having different speakers?
Yeah, so this was a question on the call. Of course, now, during the first forum, we did speak about the GTLDs, but then that was really more about getting ready for new GTLDs. So it was, but now, for example, the GTLD slot that was suggested, we just discussed about what actually didn't go right for the region. Now we have a session on IANA transition, so obviously there is one of the slots on the previous agenda that no longer exists. So mm-hmm. We really don't have to stick to the previous agenda. We can come out with new agenda items. Of course, in terms of speakers, I personally suggested that once we nail down the session, and actually provide a description of each session. And we can then probably brainstorm a list of speakers for each session, and then we can contact them and see who's available, who's not available, and you know, so let's do the topic on listing speakers once we are able to conclude, or let's say come out with a draft agenda.
Great. And for example, the GTLD, since we're not talking about one of these slots, are we like splitting it for, you know, existing GTLDs and possible new rounds of GTLDs, so we can share some experiences for existing TLDs which went live and they have been, you know, into general availability? Because last time we didn't have much of general availability on GTLDs, and most probably, you know, on 2015 we'll be having more Arabic GTLDs like .mawqa and maybe .com for from Verisign and other, you know, Arabic GTLDs that will go in general availability or maybe in Landrush, so we can have them share their experiences, how they went and stuff like that.
Okay, so do you think that this should have a fully dedicated slot for itself, or do you think we can mix it with the initially suggested the slot on new GTLDs?
I believe we can split the same, you know, slot to be splitted, one of the sharing the existing experiences, and one to be, you know, either from, you know, from a policy perspective or for a new program, if there is something from ICANN to be added, you know, on the future round. A lot of people will be starting to question, like, maybe what will happen next? Are we allowed to apply, you know, stuff like that. So maybe we can cover that from a policy perspective, and the other part of the same slot to be have sharing experiences, having, you know, the panel from existing TLD operators to share their experiences.
Okay, what do others think?
How to move forward and what's the IHGTLD program and how we're going to...
Okay, so we are losing you after that. Can you please repeat what you said? Okay, I think we lost Rafi.
Yeah, I was just
shocked.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello. Can you please repeat what you said? We actually lost you for a second there.
Yeah, this is Rafi. I was just agreeing with Bashar. I think we do need... A pretty one part of it is being how we move forward into what are the expectations for the new GTLD program and how it will change the landscape in the region, because like the applicant will be able.
Okay, Rafid, actually, I personally am unable to understand what you're getting to. The quality of the line at your end is quite poor. So can you please dial into the call once again, or probably go to a place where the internet connection is really stronger?
This is Tom speaking. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, Tom. Yeah.
So there is a new report out from ICANN regarding underserved regions.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if some of that report might be applicable to discuss during the forum here.
Yeah, well, thank you for bringing that up. I mean, that's definitely a good idea because it has been asked by community members from this part of the world and from Africa, maybe. So, yeah, you can do that.
There's also an interesting report that came out this week from the .eu registry regarding IDN usage, exactly, which might be interesting to talk about.
I'm reading the report as we speak. I just managed to cover half of it, and I'm afraid that there is a lot of interesting stuff in that report. So, yeah, that's a good idea as well. So I'm actually taking notes. If anybody else would like to talk, please go ahead while I write my notes.
You know, basically, Tom, you were saying that we should cover, you know, IDN in general and share some CCTLD's experiences, also having, you know, a dedicated slot for IDN and having the experiences for CCTLDs, for example.
And certainly the what's interesting about the .eu report, it does get into the experience of some of the new GTLDs that are IDN based. So certainly, you know, there's several Arabic ones. And I think the question the audience might like to hear is whether or not they are, what kind of challenges they're facing in trying to be a new one of the new IDN registries.
Mm-hmm. I do concur on this point. It would help, you know, having rich content, and since there are, you know, supported reports and stuff like that, you can always ask, you know, people from the same, you know, who participated in this report to participate in the same session or in the same panel that's going to discuss this topic. And I think it could fill a dedicated slot. What do you think, guys?
So can you repeat what you said, Bashar?
We could have one dedicated slot for IDN, where we can actually discuss, you know, the report we're having, supported by report, supported by statistics, and having people who participated in building this report to be on the panel, you know, to answer questions from the audience where they can be asked your past experience, what do you think is picking up, you know, challenges and so on.
Okay, so I have no
question. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, right, yeah.
So actually, looking at my notes, we have covered new GTLDs, we have covered IDNs, we have covered ICANN accreditation registrars, but I guess, and the IANA transition, of course. But I guess what is missing is CCTLDs, so don't you want to have any slot for CCTLDs?
Definitely.
Yes, that would be the final slot, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so shall we have it as a dedicated slot, or probably list it with something else?
You know, having a lot of CCTLD operators, you know, in the region, I think, you know, a dedicated slot would be barely enough for them to speak, since we might be people jumping to be there. You know, I don't think we can have them all, so we'll maybe possibly open for maybe four or up to six maximum, you know, from the region to talk about. And, you know, each slot is around how many minutes? Is it half an hour or something?
Well, each slot is 90 minutes, actually.
Yeah, 90 minutes. So if we're having six, and each person, let's say, you're having 15 minutes presentation and 15 and 5 minutes, you know, Q&A, that's 20 minutes per person. 20 by 6 is at 120. So you're almost exceeding if you're having six speakers. So you're talking about maybe five speakers with 20 minutes would be around that, you know?
So actually, how the format was for the first forum. So for the first, you had one moderator, and a maximum of five speakers, and we had a time slot of 8 minutes, and then the floor would be open for questions and all. And at the end of the session, the moderator would just give a quick wrap-up and probably a quick summary of the session in 10 minutes. So that was how the first forum ran.
Uh-huh.
I quite like the sound of that, Raf,
yeah.
Okay. So you like the idea, Raf?
Yeah, I think shorter talking points, so 8 minutes seem like good, and then allow the moderator to break the discussion and allow more discussion topic from the floor. Yeah.
And is everybody good with having a maximum of five speakers, or do you think we should change that?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Okay, so for the previous forum, we had one moderator and a maximum of five speakers. Would anybody suggest changing that, for example?
No, I think it's perfect. You know, for the time, 90 minutes, one moderator, and, you know, five speakers or less, four to five. Having six maybe would be more. So five, it was working fine last time. So I think it would work even perfectly now for the five speakers.
Yeah. If it's not broken, don't fix it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so we have actually pulled out some excellent items for the agenda. I think now the challenge is to actually fit them into the six slots that are available. So yeah, let's see how it works. So would anybody want to give any more ideas, talk of any other topics, maybe suggest more topics to be covered? So we have a session on IANA, two GTLD sessions. We have a session on registrars and the report for covering the underserved regions. And then we have a suggestion for having an entire session on IDNs and covering the IDN world report. And then another dedicated slot for CCLD. What else?
Just Rafia, I don't know, just a thought. I think one of the issues that we might have is outreach. So maybe if we have people that are there already interested, maybe it's good to get their input on how we can achieve better outreach towards those people for the future. I'm not just talking about outreach in terms of the DNS forum, but I'm talking about outreach in terms of interest in the DNS industry as a whole. So there might be people out there that have great interest in this region, but have very little knowledge of how to our job to reach out to them. So maybe it's worth picking the minds of those people that are there, 100 people that are there, to say, what do you think, how is our best way, and use them as tools of outreach. So maybe we can, maybe that could be a talking point, but I don't know. I mean, that's just up to the rest of the group as well.
So actually, yeah, I think for me personally, I think that's a good idea. We could probably use the closing ceremony probably for something in that sense.
Yeah, that would work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even when we are brainstorming the list of speakers, we can actually see if we are able to maybe find one or two people who can actually be advocates in this sense.
The only problem with the – sorry, Raf Fatani here. The only problem with the closing session is that it's not an interactive session. And that would mean the speakers would be telling everyone else's opinion, would be telling everyone else their opinion on how we should achieve outreach. I was thinking on the lines of how do we kind of manage to extract those opinions from the people on the ground. So maybe during the final closing session, we can ask a moderator to use the ground there and to kind of extract some opinions from the ground.
Well, thank you for reminding me of that. So actually, at the closing ceremony of the Middle East DNS Forum that happened in Dubai, we actually did open the floor and extracted feedback from the audience. So we actually did ask them for the feedback. And I believe one of those items was actually the establishment of a program committee for the Middle East DNS Forum, and I think it came from Bashar. So yeah, actually, I mean, the PC was one of those suggestions in one of those discussions. So yeah, we'll have that on the closing ceremony.
Super. That sounds good then.
Anything else?
Are we tackling or, you know, touching base on the businesses, which is related domain names like we did last time when, you know, with the resellers and domainers and stuff like that? So we could kind of track, you know, resellers, hosting companies and, you know, other businesses to have, you know, a business sense in the forum.
Okay, so actually there was a session suggested on registrars and talking about the ICANN project on underserved regions. So I think probably could be covered within this session.
And what session?
There was a suggestion to actually have a slot talking about registrars and how to increase the number of registrars in underserved regions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, of course, you have breakout sessions. So maybe in one of the breakout sessions, there could be some kind of a discussion there on this.
Yeah, I think there needs to be, sorry, Raf Fatani here speaking. I think there needs to be some sort of essential hook for the business community, because they need to see value in attending. They need to feel that, one, it could be a networking event so they can network with other people in the industry, so that's good for business. Two, that we're actually discussing their business and what's happening in their industry. So that's something that I think we need to bear in mind.
Okay, so actually in terms of networking, we actually had a cocktail reception at the end of day one in the previous forum, and I think we'll be doing the same for this forum. So, yeah, I mean, that'll be there.
Super. Perfect. Are we involving some, you know, like, I would not like to call it tutorial, because tutorials is not supposed to be, you know, like a class style, but, you know, some speakers would maybe share, you know, a paper where they can actually talk about something related to DNS. Like, we open it and we accept, we see proposals, actually. We have, like, general slots open for speakers to submit. They did something to DNS. They want to share, you know, a case study, like, for example, Tunisia. They want to share their case study of implementing DNSSEC, or maybe .jo, or, you know, having it open in general.
I like that idea.
Okay, so actually, I mean, that's a great idea, but then, I mean, one concern here is that we are actually limited to 2 days and to the, a certain number of slots. And so maybe another way, and I'm just suggesting here, really, I mean, you're the final decision makers. So what I would suggest is actually to reach out, maybe we could, within each session, each slot, probably have one speaker who's actually, who can actually showcase some kind of a study outcome or something like that. So rather than making a call, we can just figure out people who are actually doing this stuff. So, for example, on the session on CCTLD, we can probably bring in the folks from Tunisia and say, okay, please talk to us about your experience of deploying the DNSSEC. Or when we talk about ICANN accredited registrars, maybe bring in one of the new registrars and say, okay, how did you go through the process and what would you advise others to do in the same regard?
Yeah, I mean, that could be an option if we're looking at, if I don't know, top of my head, the one thing that I think would be interesting for the region is the Tunisian case study of DNSSEC. So maybe we could invite Mu'izz Zazou to talk or something, I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
We could reach out. Yeah, possibly. Yeah. Do the limited, you know, time slots available, so we could, you know, just pick, have like a group of possible options, and we just, you know, circulate through this the PC, and then we say, you know, let's contact this, and this is a backup option in case they cannot make it or something, you know.
Okay. What do others think?
Sorry.
What do others think?
Sounds good, guys.
Yeah, good. My end. Raf Fatani speaking here.
So actually, I mean, looking at my notes, I think with this large number of suggestions, I think we have to play around a little bit with the agenda. In terms of sessions, and probably try to utilize time in a better way, and maybe congeal more time on the opening session and the closing ceremony, and probably focus more on the sessions themselves, or on the main sessions themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tom, so you mentioned you had actually suggested more breakout sessions. So what other kind of breakout sessions do you envision?
Well, I think the breakout sessions would probably still focus on policy, technology, and business. I think those three tracks make sense.
Right.
So, yeah. Depends on what it's following.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say it would be appropriate to whatever the topic was previous to it.
Okay, understood. But
it worked very well, actually, last time, you know?
Raf Fatani here, yeah, I concur with the group here.
Okay.
So business policy and?
Technical
community.
Yeah, but then, I mean, I guess some of the sessions, I don't think all these breakout sessions would fit into all the slots. So, for example, when you're talking about experiences of new GTLDs, probably, I mean, okay, business is a key focus. Policy development is, to a lesser extent, a key focus. But then probably technical operations wouldn't be very relevant because, I mean, I think all of the GTLD applicants from within the region have their backend with the registry service providers, like Affiliates or VeriSign or ARI or whatever. So I guess we'll have to try to play with the agenda in a sense that these breakout sessions can actually cover the topics that are covered during that same day.
Raf Fatani here. Yeah, I mean, we can have all the breakout sessions in them and then apply some common sense when we have an agenda written down and we say, right, you know, this aspect of it won't be covered by business, or this aspect of it won't be covered by the technical, so we take it out. But essentially, you know, very generally speaking, I think we can use all three of them, yeah.
Perfect. So any concluding remarks before we wrap up the call?
So shall we, just moving forward then, will you write down, will you have circulate a rough tentative agenda that we've kind of discussed, and then what we'll do is I think maybe we can email in and we can think loudly about speakers and moderators and who would fill in certain spots. Would that be next steps?
Okay, so the next step would be first, I'll circulate the minutes to the group, and I'll also upload the recording of the call. And actually, speaking of this, would you like everything to be posted on the Middle East DNS Forum website, or would you like it to be done on a regional wiki space? So we have actually a regional wiki space where for other groups, we actually upload content on the wiki space rather than on the website. So how would you like it to be done?
If it's regarding privacy, we can always have, you know, limited access for whatever content we want to publish to be accessed only by the PC, for example. But if it's about disk space or, you know, accessibility, I think whatever it takes, it doesn't really matter, you know?
No, so actually it's not, I guess this content is available for anyone who's interested in viewing it. I mean, at the end of the day, it's really it's a public initiative. It's not something just for us. I was suggesting the wiki space really because, I have access to the ICANN wiki space. And I can do all the uploading and all within minutes. So it's kind of easy for me versus sending the... Go ahead,
Rafatani here. I would be leaning on towards the side of transparency and maybe having it on the wiki space so our discussion is up there, and if people need to kind of go back and see what we've said and how we've come to certain conclusions, I'm quite happy for it to be done in a very transparent and open manner. But again, I leave it to the group.
Okay.
Yeah, transparency would be the best, you know, but where does it sit? I don't see any, you know, difference. If it sits on the wiki, great. If you need access to the content management system where you can actually upload on AmiDNS forum, amidnsf.org, this is also possible. So we could start with the wiki, for example, and later on we could just either replicate or we see how it does sit on, you know, the AmiDNSF website itself, you know?
Yeah, actually, I think, maybe one other way to do it is that probably we can just upload the content to the wiki space and then probably have a link within the Middle East DNS Forum website saying that if you would like to listen to the call or probably read the minutes, we can just provide a URL where it sends us to the wiki space. And actually, I personally am leaning towards the wiki space because I'm quite familiar with it, and it's a really easy tool to use for me.
Very good. Sure.
So after circulating the minutes and recording and posting them on the wiki space, what I will do is that I will come out with a rough draft look of the initial agenda, where I will just be listing the main items, and we can take the discussion from there on the mailing list. And once we are in consensus that these are the main items that look to be as main slots, we can probably detail them further and then maybe have another conference call to just discuss how the initial agenda looks like. So does that sound good for everybody?
Sure, that's on, yes.
Sounds good.
Okay, perfect. So I'll take care of this stuff, and I'll definitely touch base with you guys. So next week is actually a public holiday here in the Muslim world. So most probably, I'll try to send a wrap of things from my end when I have the time to do so. But most probably, our next call will be, way after the holidays. So any concluding remarks before we close the call? Okay, so really nice. Thank you, everybody, and we'll take the discussions to the mailing list. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Cheers.
Thank you. Bye-bye.